Good morning. If you will, if you have your Bibles, you'd like to look along with me. We will be in Colossians chapter 4. This morning on the book, so we are indeed coming to the end. You need to be able to see the flow of what Paul's doing here. As a matter of fact, Paul has been building up this is a new letter. This is what I want to see in the whole way. It's the flow of how he says, don't force the forward to do this. We need to be able to deal without the deliverance with numbers. But there's certainly that must go first before we can start to engage under and all the other members of the church. Paul deals with our own lives. He says that we're starting off as immature Christians because in our own spirit, in our own soul, we have to learn how to become like Jesus. For we know that salvation from us, Christ lived on the earth, he lived a perfect life, and that means he kept the law on our behalf. We've sinned and broken the law, but Christ has kept the law on our behalf. And then Jesus died on the cross to pay for the sins that we had committed. He received the punishment that our sins deserved, which was death. So Jesus died in our place. But after that happens, after we see that death is for us, and we hold to it as our own hope of salvation. What has brought us to that point is a change of heart. God's Spirit has brought new life to our spirit. Whereas we were spiritually dead, now we're spiritual alive. We've been born again. The Bible talks about this in John chapter 3. With that new spiritual birth, there are now two different natures within us. There is the physical flesh, the body, which is what you can see here. And this will eventually die because it's a bigger body and you'll die and you'll be wrong. And there is the spirit. Now, in the believer, the spirit longs to obey Christ. It longs to honor him. And so there's this battle between the spirit and the flesh. And the Christian life is learning and allowing the spirit to crush this and submit the flesh to what the spirit wants to do. That's what Paul explains how you do that in Colossians 3, verses 1 through 17. And if you'll remember, basically the summary is that we learn to put off those old sinful habits, and we have a change of mind, and now we want to replace them with those habits that honor Christ. So, if the old sinful habit was to be proud and arrogant, we would say, Lord, that's sinful. We want to put that off, and we want to replace it with humility. If we learn to do that day by day, we grow. We're working on our own stuff. The next step is to be working on our own stuff. We learn to get stuff different from all the passing information of how we interact with other people. We talk about what it means to own to look for. How to live your life and honor our own. How can we compare them to their children? How are Christian children respond to their how can Christian employees respond to their boss? How can Christian employer to respond to their boss? We deal with these very close relationships within the household. And then, once we get on, we're working on our own soul, we're working through that. Once we start to get off the field, we're growing those relationships, and we're modeling what God is going to do. Paul's agenda, the final step of Christian church, is how you interact with non-believers. How you interact with people who do not know Christ as your Lord and Savior. This is the problem that so many often fall into. They want to put, as the old proverbial saying says, they want to put the car before the horse. We want to put all the emphasis on engaging the lost world before we get our faith in order, or before we even get our own life in order, and learn what it means to follow Christ to the end. Now, we want to add that we're lost in four different places. We say, how do we get into the process? We
before you're going to be engaged in the work. Now, why do I say that? Because it's important for every church to understand. It's this church, you know, best church. It's to fulfill the great commission of reaching our own windmill and spread out of our and our own nations through all nations of the world. We must first be a certain citizen, so we do it to the this work, why is you're being addressed in your own spiritual walk in a sense, the mission of this church? Because if you're lacking in your own individual life, then you're still in your churches, all of their faiths, and your organization, church, and this. How is to do this? It's important to get in step in order, and that's where we all have longing spoken about as an important. So, this message will not be as much help to you if you do not put into practice this other words. So, I'm just going to begin by bringing in that area to put
things in order. Ask the Lord's blessing on our time. From that form, it is your king, all right. Continue to affect me in prayer, being watchful to me, trust me. At the same time, pray also for us that God may open you up a door for the word to declare the victory of Christ, on top of which I am, and pray that I may make it clear which is how I ought to think. Don't you feel blindly toward outliers, making the best use of the time, but to be tolerant, be gracious, speaking with salt, so that you may know how to love each other, each person. Father, we come to this time, Lord, because we know that these are spiritual truths. Father, we think of things that our natural minds cannot comprehend. But Father, you have spoken your words, you have equipped to eventually grab the teaching of your church, teaching the word. Father, we come this month to gather to look to you, to hear what you have to say. We are not listening to the mere words of the opinion of the ministry. Father, that we will hear the very voice of God as we speak through your scripture very quickly. Father, that your spirit enable us to hear what you speak today. Father, that your spirit enable me to speak in a way that will be beneficial to your people. Father, you are the Lord of all power and good. And every part that fears in your name, every advantage is at your disposal. Father, I pray that you will accept your will, your almighty will upon this. And that, Father, we and your children will be changed for eternity, that this church will be radically altered, and how of you, evangelism, and the mission that seems to be engaged in into all relationships, even though relationships that we're not going to have, we would be diligent to make sure that people are engaging all people across the globe. So that requires a lot of removing the focus off of yourself and putting it on God and upon other people. Father, that's not something that may come by very easily. So, Lord, you all do need offer support. You all can see God. And let's move our gates to Christ. The love for Him. The love for our neighbor. And let it be the burning fire that moves us to engage people for the proclamation. Paul began prayer in Colossians, for the word of Christ is remembered in Colossians chapter 1, verse 28. For we thank God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for thee. So we heard his name in Christ Jesus, and the love that you have for all the others, and the hope that you have for the of these you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you as an example in the whole world in its very fruit and growth. And it also does among you its continual hearts, and all of you the growth of God in truth. Paul begins prayer with a word of prayer for the Colossians, and
explain how he was playing with God, and how the gospel was taking root in his life, and it was taking root and growing in all the world. And Paul ends his words by challenging and exhorting the Colossian Christians to continue steadfastly in prayer. So the notice prayer was focused that God might open a door to the world, that the gospel might be ministered. All Paul on the Colossians joined in prayer for the advancement of the mission of Christ, this message of continual salvation. And also called on them to do something for themselves and all to recognize that it is God's power that has brought about this advancement of the gospel. Paul also begins the letter by trying to get the ministry and talking about how he engaged in spreading the mission of Christ. Colossians chapter 1 again, verse 24. Paul says, I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake. In my flesh, I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's affliction for the sake of his body, which is the church. He says, in which I became a minister according to the spiritual things God has given to me for you. Note here, what was his ministry? To make the word of God fully known. The ministry. In for ages and jealousy, but now reveals to us. God chose to know how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which Christ Jesus in you, the hope of glory. And Paul says, Christ biblically warning everyone and teaching everyone with all nations that he may present everyone mature in Christ. For this God's world calls him struggling with all of his energy that he powerfully works within him. Paul begins his letter explaining how he has labored in prayer in the Colossians and the invention of the gospel. Paul begins his letter by referring how Paul labored on behalf of the Colossians that the gospel might reach me. And obviously, I'm going to be looking at Peter Paul in his labor in the Colossians. He says, just as I prayed for you, just as I toiled and struggled and suffered that the gospel might reach me, now I invite and command you, Colossians, join me in the task of praying and laboring that the gospel might be heard where it comes. So, what I want to look at this morning is what this challenge means for us. How are we in our daily lives, in our work choices, in the conversation with our neighbors over the back door? How are we in choosing these non-believers? What is their attitude towards us? Well, that's how we in this community choose to be the information that is number one, taking part in the role of prayer. Now, that's the definition of prayer in the East. Prayer is a means of God and a form of prayer to reach the kingdom of God. That's the basic difference. Motivating God for God is for what's called upon His power to fulfill the mission that He has called us to do. Now, when Paul starts his exhortation, he led off in prayer and gives reasons Christians on what type of prayer we pray. In fact, verses continue steadfastly to pray. They radical persistence. The very first thing that Paul mentions here is that prayer is continue steadfastly. The idea here is to hold on and not let go. This idea of devotion, this is something we devote our time and our effort. That very familiar to our Christian Paul in many of his letters gives commands that he enjoins all churches, the church of Ephesus, to pray at all times. The church of Ephesus calls to pray without ceasing. In Romans 7, chapter 3, Paul says that we are to be constant in prayer. The idea here is that we never leave. It's not that we would never leave our home because we're always praying. Because the alcohol and drugs were very much engaged in labeling and preaching to the gospel. But the Thank you. word of God. Therefore, if you are in Christ Jesus, so walk in the Spirit. Really, the devil is going to stand in the face, just as you recall, boundaries in the Spirit. Because if God is standing, if God is the member of the world, we can pray for ourselves, for Christ, and the church, for our mission. We are disciples for our sins to lay our lives in service to other members of the church, to our people in place. We're hoping for our gospel that we no good information. So hopefully, if I do that, we'll come to you. I don't even want to get to this problem. It is necessary for the safety of the army to know to me if I do not do that. Over the people. Where we meet our leader for Jesus, but for the advancement of God's glory through the preaching of his gospel, which avails to save the soul of me. If you want to go over the number of instances, for the gospel is the power of God on his salvation. Sometimes the human difference is a never been to us.
Of the moment, the
when they speak numbers of our words to be believable, they are discouraged in God's words of the Lord. Because they don't talk with me, God of all you have. Some people who speak to each other's words will make us grow. And at the times when the words make each other see. When you talk to the gospel, people, they don't talk to each other.
The
Thank you.